This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero is getting a 10% pay raise in a new contract. He'll earn $305,000, plus up to 12% more if he meets his goals. Board member Scott Balderman says performance pay is unique.
I think it could set the stage for how we not only hold the superintendent accountable, as well as the board to the public.
Fort Collins won't move forward with a proposal to raise the city's minimum wage. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Council leaders scrapped a plan to raise the minimum wage to over $17 an hour by 2026. During a debate this week, Mayor Jenny Arndt said it would put too much of a burden on small businesses.
And I think it would lead to a corporatization of Fort Collins. We would lose those businesses or they would move. And we would have the chains. And I don't think that's the Fort Collins we want to live in.
Supporters argued the plan was necessary to keep up with the state's rising cost of living. Colorado allows cities to set their own minimum wage higher than the state's, but Denver is the only city that has done so. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
It's two wins in a row for the Denver Nuggets against the L.A. Lakers. That's in their playoff series for the NBA's Western Conference title. The Nuggets won last night in Denver. The final score was 108-103. Game 3 is tomorrow. The University of Denver women's lacrosse team is headed to their sports Final Four. The undefeated Pioneers beat the reigning college champions, the University of North Carolina, Thursday to qualify for the semifinals over Memorial Day weekend. This is CPR News.